I've got an entry here, but I don't want to read it, but I'll read it anyway. You decide to steal power from OSK. Your fool ass barely makes it to Yisod before you lose track of what you're doing. The radionic circuits you once saw as the central focus of your petty being seem paltry and purposeless in comparison to what your true work should be. And I roll a 2, which means you attend a Catholic mass. I guess that's my true work. You found yourself down on your luck, pockets empty, not even enough scratch for one of those cheap tall boys in a lunch sack. There's no motivation to go on, only thoughts that you should walk yourself over to the bridge and get it over with. How easy it could be, if only you had the courage. Instead, you walk the streets filled by impotent rage, picking up empty bottles to smash on the sidewalk. You hope the broken glass cuts up some granny's wheelchair tires, or maybe grinds deep into some bare feet. Let the whole world join in your suffering and misery. A world so sinful it couldn't cut you any kind of break. Deep in this thought, your eyes drift up to see where you are. Outside the St. James Church, one of those Catholic spots. You are struck for the first time by the way the sunlight shines on the stained glass. How the cross sits on that high spire. You push open the heavy front door. Hateful eyes scowl as you enter. Damn, these are some angry sheep, you think to yourself, as the eyes burn into you as you make your way to the front pew. The discomfort ceases as you realize that the statue of St. James, wearing a funny floppy hat, is giving you a strange smile. You look to the ceiling and there's a giant picture of a hippie flashing you the peace sign. These dudes are so glad to see you there, it just makes your heart sort of wobble and open up. You can feel their grief at having to hang out with these angry, self-righteous jerks all the time. You notice that the stained glass is glowing, and it starts to bring on some really trippy tinges to your fading pot buzz. You hear the sheep mutter something about the Most High Jesus, and when you look up, all you can do is chuckle. You decide to go up to the priest with the sheep with arms crossed for the blessing. This is just my life story. You walk toward the priest, and time seems to warp. You feel each slow-motion step like it's an eternity. Hate-filled eyes track you like tiny tattoo needles typing damned into your soul. Your arms are up to the priest in a submissive gesture, calling on him to help relieve you of the dark burden of the stain of your sins. But the priest folds his arms like a locking metal gate. Vile heathen sinner, masturbator and practitioner of magic, tool of Satan, vile scum seed of hell sent to stain off your church, rise up, sheep, and slay the wolf, 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 slay the wolf,
slay the wolf.
They come from all around you as a hive mind, a hive fist. They drag you down, hitting, kicking, clawing out your eyes, pulling out your tongue after breaking your jaw to one side, stomping and stomping like they are making wine. Blood. The wine is blood that flows onto the church floor and is sucked up by the mysterious third face of the Lord, the Holy Ghost. The end. Oh wait, this is a fooling. Fuck. I can't top that performance. The instant you die, you think, not again. Memories of many, many lives flash before your eyes, superimposed on each other. So many lives, part of the big picture creeps in now. You realize you never really lived any of those lives before. With stunning clarity, you know why you reincarnate into other forms again and again, usually passing through Department 210. You realize that you and everyone else are just brains floating in jars in a vast warehouse somewhere. That the Great Alarm has done this, and it feeds off people's minds. That time is no more to these brains. You can smell your chamber where your lumpy, gray, lumpy self is kept. The smell of chemicals and special preservative waters. Better still, you were able to steal knowledge. Not a lot, but some vital knowledge of how this projected life-death cycle works. Time is programmed to transpire across a series of randomized templates. Time rolls from 1900 to 2012, the year when the Great Alarm hooked up our brains and time stopped. When the clock ticks to 2012, things get glitchy and break down more. You know it's almost there. You shall try to fuck shit up this time. You are bolted into this new life. You hang on to these memories until third grade, when they finally fade off to dreams of early youth. But you awaken again, a curious dream, with a head still affected by brain chemicals from the REM state. You smoked a couple hits of Salvia D, and you are back again to the brain in a jar between lives state. It all comes flooding back to you, hard and clear. When you come back from the Salvia D trip, there's a Catholic priest in the room, screaming at you savagely. And that takes me to... Fear of the priest sends you back to sleep, and receptive to the signal again. The priest keeps screaming. The volume of his criticisms of you nearly knocks you over. Worse, you are somehow getting confused and sleepy and scared. You are losing awareness of the great plan of the Great Alarm. The scene ripples and changes, and now you are... in fictive county in prehistoric times. Oh god, this is gonna go on forever.
Yeah, right, you suck. This just went through a lot of classic stuff. That was a classic transition.
The landscape is dark, harsh, and fresh. Your people are nomadic, pre-garden culture, hunting for game that is getting harder and harder to find. Rituals burn long into the night with chants to the gods to bring much game so your kind can go on. Chewing on roots for hours and hours that release one into a trance state. Starving people dancing, energized by the alkaloids burning in their thick boned heads. You spin with the others, your belly churns with their wisps of colors flecking your eyes closed sight. A feeling of rushing heat moving through you. You may slip into the visionary state soon. Others are already there, laying or writhing on the ground, chants replaced by incoherent grunts and moans. The roots have stained your teeth purple. You are the Infictites, the people of the root, the people of the volcano lake. And there's a picture of the spearhead of the Infictite tribe found in the Red Hills, believed to have been carved in the year 11,000 BC. You wanna fuck! Your loins are swollen with cum and it's driving you mad. Fucking mad! All the women of the tribe are claimed by alpha males who fought barehanded against rivals to take their wives. You have a warm deer fur-like place in your heart for Tanta, one of Kyle Dearbo's five women. You must have her. Even though Kyle Dearbo is powerful and you have seen him kill enough to foretake Tanta. Your overheated groin forces you into action. You piss in front of Kyle Dearbo's tent and call him out, challenging him for the bride of your choice. Kyle Dearbo comes out, tall and thick, face scarred by a wolf's bite. It's on! You circle around the warrior looking for an opening. He lashes out a fist and you are down in the snow and in a daze. Then he stomps you with his boots in the head over and over again until you are dead. He keeps his bride and takes all your stuff. No one dares to fuck with Kyle Dierbo now. His mighty rule extends another 14 years before he is stabbed to death by an ambushing rival and put down for good. The end.